King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Please tune in this year on December 31st for the third annual New Year's Eve Real Wakandas of Africa concert. I will definitely have some new hip-hop on the concert podcast by myself on December 31st, along with some knowledge. For those of you who have not heard the New Year's Eve concert, it is a recap of some of the spoken word poetry and ideas that I've discussed that I've performed for the year over the course of the last year. It also includes hip-hop, including new music that I perform on that night. This year, it will be the same with some new hip-hop, so definitely tune in. Now, last week, in Season 3, Episode 32, we asked the question, is there a color mural of Africans in America from 790 AD, also known as CE, for common era? So definitely check that out. Also, this week, I want to discuss some additional evidence of Africans in the Americas before Christopher Columbus. As we've discussed previously, Leo Wiener, Ivan Van Sertima, and David Imhotep, more recently, has taken up this topic. Now, while Wiener and Sertima have argued that Africans came to the Americas before Christopher Columbus and had a significant impact upon the culture in the Americas, David Imhotep has expanded this thesis to argue that the first Americans were Africans. So I want to deal with one aspect of this evidence that we've seen. And we've seen plenty of evidence. Some of it that I've really discussed heavily is on the podcast on Abu Bakari II from Season 1. That is the heaviest data that we have the most evidence on. But there's some other evidence that has been questioned, and I can't deal with the aspect of where it was questioned because we'll get into an entirely different discussion. But I'm going to present this data here. We'll deal with those other issues at a later point in time. One of these pieces of evidence of Africans in Americas before Christopher Columbus was discussed by Ivan Van Sertima in his book, They Came Before Columbus. And he was citing a source on Christopher Columbus by John Boyd Thatcher. And the book was called Christopher Columbus, His Life, His Work,
and His Remains, or His Remains, published in 1903. Now, what we have from this book is a description of black people who had come to Hispaniola, which, if you're wondering what that was, that's the name for today's Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Columbus called it Hispaniola. And the Indians, or Native Americans that they encountered, had gold-tipped spears. Now, there's something really curious about these gold-tipped spears that they valued because of their smell. And the reason they had a smell was they were made a certain way. In other words, they contained a certain amount of copper. They valued these spear tips because of their copper smell. And when they broke these spears down in terms of their parts that they made, they consisted of 32 parts. In other words, they were mixed a very special way. 32 parts were mixed with 8 parts copper, 6 parts silver, and 18 parts gold, which all add up to 32 parts. Now, these same spear tips were found in West Africa, and they contained 32 parts. They weren't found with 32 parts. They were mixed by people to form gold tips for these spears that were made of 32 parts. They specifically were made in this way. And they were found in the Americas, they were found in the Caribbean, and they were also found in West Africa. Now, what's curious about these spear tips is their name. When Columbus's people encountered it, and Columbus encountered them, they gave them a name for the spear tips, which he mistaken for an island, but he was corrected that these are spear tips by one of the scholars traveling with him. And the name for the spear tips was Guhanahani. Guhanahani. The same name for the spear tips was used in West Africa, Kani. Same phonetical name among the Mande and Ve people in West Africa. So these spear tips serve as evidence of Africans in America before Christopher Columbus. There's a ton of other evidence, as we saw last week, as if you listen to the episode on Abubakari II, I deal with, including written documentation of Africans traveling to America before Christopher Columbus, and that evidence is completely written out of the history books. This evidence here has been called circumstantial, or it's been dismissed by scholars, and we'll deal with that later. But there's so much of it. There's so much of it. This metallurgical evidence, as well as other evidence, plants and transplants that came to America before Christopher Columbus, names of places that Columbus encountered when he came here, as well as artwork, that we have to say that there's an abundance of evidence for Africans being in America before Christopher Columbus and having a significant impact on this part of the world. We'll deal with more of the evidence in later episodes, but as always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, and don't forget to tune in for the New Year's Eve concert. "32-part spear tips consist in a place where black people exist and did exist, meaning that they existed when Columbus arrived with his ships. The witness speaks in the metallurgical spear tips that were intentionally mixed from 18 parts gold, 6 parts silver, and 8 parts copper, called Guhanahani in the Caribbean, called Kani by West Africans, the same phonetical pronunciation that came from people's lips, brought across Atlantic Ocean seas on sunny days that were balmy, as Caribbean rains in the mid-morning did fall and did hit, and raindrops fell on Hispaniola hands and faces. The same hands gripped African evidence mixed in metallurgical West African spaces to be evidence of Africans in America before Columbus. So next time you dice some vegetables or onions with a knife, pause and look at it for a second, for the metal that got into that knife was intentionally mixed and forged in a fire before it ended up in your hands to slice and dice and aspire. But stop for a second and make sure that you remember and admire the Africans who mixed gold-tipped spears and brought them to the Americas before Columbus arrived.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark vs. Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.